Hi, good morning, everybody. We are ready to begin our first presentation this morning, and it's the Geo Network team, and this is Paul and Antonio. And
So, good morning, everybody. So when I submitted this talk 3 months ago, then I thought this would be an interesting feature to talk about separately, because it's one of the new features now arriving in 3.8. But I didn't do any work on that myself, so I was very glad that my colleague Antonio was able to join the conference, and he did the actual work. So I gladly delegate this presentation to him.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. So as Paul said, we are going to introduce some of the new functionality that you will find in the newest release of Geo Network that lets you work in a better way with the documents that you treat in Geo Network, the metadata. We are from GeoCat, probably you already saw this logo somewhere, and as long as you don't get teleported in this room, we are a Dutch company working with open source SDI, and Geo Network is one of our favorite products because it's one of the reasons that GeoCat exists. So let's say something about what is Geo Network, in case some of you never heard of it. This is the homepage of the open source project. Geo Network is a free open source project. It's an OS Geo project. The creator is the founder of the Geo Network is Girun Tikler, the GeoCat CEO, and. It was founded 10 years ago at FAIO, and now it's used in many important spatial data infrastructure around the world. Most of them are in Europe. Indeed, Geo Network is also an Inspire-ready product that facilitates the adoption of this standard. And as around the project, there is a growing community of developers and users. So, as you maybe know, Geo Network is a catalog to manage and expose geospatial referenced resources, data and services. So it's not just an archive, it's a catalog that is something more. It's a way to share, organize, and categorize your assets. So It's for geospatial assets, so spatial service and dataset that otherwise you don't have a better way to expose to the public. Indeed, it facilitates the searchability and the discoverability of this information. It supports a huge variety of metadata standards to describe your assets, but also it supports a lot of standards that let you relate to different services. What is metadata? Metadata is data about that provides information about other data or services. So it's a way to describe something that in a catalog totally makes sense to be the main record of interest. Indeed, and I would like to focus on this aspect. For the rest of this presentation, we will consider metadata in a more simple way, just like the business content of Geo Network. So like the document that you treat in Geo Network. What are the recipes for a good catalog? I like to do this, to use this example, because when you want to do a good recipe, you have to choose good ingredients and have good tools and a good procedure to get a good result. So, in a geospatial catalog, the good ingredients are the data that you are exposing, so are your services and your data. So, it's up to you that you are exposing good things. Geo Network helps you in the next stage, in the way offering the tools to control the quality and the correct delivery to the public of this information. So this is how GeoNetwork facilitates this aspect. Inside GeoNetwork, there are already a lot of tools since from the beginning of the project for facilitate the quality assessment of the data. It offers a powerful editor on the top of the XML, so lets you not have to change XML. That is not a pleasant activity. Some of you already tried. It offers schema and schematron validation. So going back to the concept of the business content of your application, it's offer a powerful way to check that the things that you are writing, that you are exposing are consistent, write in the correct way, and follow the correct standard to be exposed. And on the other hand, also offers a set of instruments to build in the context of your organization a correct process to deliver this data. So from a point of view, GeoNetwork is a content management system, and it offers functionality that are really similar to this kind of product, like user management and specific tools for editing and review. We are going to present this, as I said, this new development of GeoNetwork that are really focused on these aspects. The first one is metadata history. To say something scary, it's metadata of metadata. So basically, our information around your assets, our administrative metadata of your records. Record history is basically GeoNetwork registering each activity that touch the status or the content of your records. Until now, you have only the last update date, time, and nothing more. Now you can check in time how many times and who changed the record. This is a powerful instrument to control the quality of your data. So lets you answer some question of who changes this record, when these last changes have been done, and which are the records that are more changed by the users of the portal. This functionality is available since 3.6. So it's available since January 2019, so probably some of you already had the opportunity to use it. The developments were funded by European Environment Agency, and also the same agency is sponsoring the next stage of this development, the future improvement, that will let you use this record to also view the content of the record at the time that the history record were registered, and also restore the content of the record. Other functionality that were suggested to improve are a way to allow the side-to-side comparison between the record and the chronology, that right now is not yet planned. Another big development around the GeoNetwork record lifecycle are the draft and workflow improvement that are actually two different developments that we are going to present them together because they are really related. Why draft? Who knows GeoNetwork and the basic workflow knows that it's a good workflow if you are publishing for the first time the record. So you can create a record without make it public until you decide to publish it. But this is not enough in the moment that you have a published record and you want to change it, because otherwise you have to modify directly the published record. This is a really required functionality, and luckily we had the opportunity to implement it. Until now, it was possible to simulate the draft functionality. Some customers actually had the issues, especially big governments usually have the needs to have more control about the quality assessment, and then they simulated creating more instances of GeoNetwork, pushing data from the editing record to the public real catalog. this is basically hacking of an architecture. It's not really a way to properly support a requirement. And it's not nice if you are a developer, because basically to implement a function, you require a completely new instance of the same software. So basically you are doubling the resources requested just for a single functionality. It didn't happen before, because let me tell a bit of history. The first PR on the topic was in the 2012, founded by Agive and Environment Canada. It didn't make it to the core because it was basically probably not well welcomed by the community, because at the time probably the development was not mature enough, or there were a lot of conflict about how this have been made. So basically you have some customer already have this functionality in custom branch, but only with the version 3.8 the GNetwork community was able to integrate in the core product the this nice functionality, thanks to the sponsor by Dutch National Institute for Health and Environment, and again Environment Canada. Another thing that it was also required a bit of improvement in the workflow that was not user-friendly enough to support such functionality. This is basically the workflow and how it works until before draft. And it is a representation of what I said before. You have two users, the editor and the reviewer. Basically, you have the editor creating the document, the reviewer approving or rejecting the document, and then the final publication of the record. After that, nothing more. With this new functionality, you have the opportunity to create a working copy of the published record, and then create a new workflow just for the working copy until you decide to replace the published document. Workflow improvements. As I said, to support this functionality was really required to improve the current workflow of GeoNetwork. To improve a bit the clarity of the interface that until now was more or less assigning a status to a document, make more clear the responsibility, because there was not really big control about who was responsible for the document at that moment in time. So the editor was still able to edit the document even if it was labeled as submitted to the reviewer. And it's more clear than when is the right moment to publish data. How it was possible, thanks to making this status of the document more linked to actions. So basically, when you want to submit a request, you are not changing the status. You are explicitly hitting a button saying, I want to submit it. When you approve, you hit a button, approve. No, you are not changing the status. It's an action that changes the status of any entity in a workflow. As I said, it's not necessary to indicate the next state. And there are also other improvements in the interface, like the hiding the functionality that should not be available at the current state of the document, like the editing button for the editor in the moment that is submitted to the approver. Future improvements possible but not still planned are the possibility for the a portal administrator to redefine the workflow, so to make the workflow configurable. Until now, there are no requests around this about this functionality, so it's not really necessary. And the current workflow mostly works for any major administration. If you know of other needs, please engage with the community and expose your need. Also, there will be nice to add the possibility to automate processing correspondence of the change of status. So it's possible in many points of the GeoNetwork, in the harvesting and other functionality. It will be nice to have it also here. And also integrate in a better way the first part of functionality that we show, the history of metadata, together with the draft. So try GeoNetwork 3.8 now. It's ready since Monday, just in time for you and for Force4G. So enjoy it. Let us know what you think about the new functionality. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions?
Hi, you talked about roles and different workflow. Is it possible to integrate towards Active Directory, for example?
This will require a permission management that currently is not implemented in GeoNetwork. The current profile are a bit hard-coded, so the rules that I say there are more profiles than rules. So you are an editor and a reviewer, and what you can do is hard-coded in the current GeoNetwork. I don't know if...
It is possible to link an LDAP group to a combination of GeoNetwork group plus role.
Okay.
So this is possible.
Okay. If I make a working copy of a published record and after that publish this, the working copy, does it get a new UUID or is it the same?
No, absolutely not. The main purpose is to maintain the same document. Even if it's a working copy, it's shadowed with the same UID also in the editor interface. You are not seeing a new document. It's just a copy of the content that you can edit. So the UID is that is the same.
Okay. Anyone else? No? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.